This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyu dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7 manera anasi uri musi wesvondo chivabvu 22 2016. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti hezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Bato rinopikisa reMDCT rinoshoropodza urongwa hwevechidiki veZANU-PF hwekuda kufora vachiratidza rutsigiro rwavo kuna vaMugabe.
Isu tinongoona kuti kurasha nguva uyezve kutambisa mari nemaresources enyika. Nokuti ukanyatsosoropodza kuti chinangwa chaicho chaicho che-so-called million men match yacho ndechei, unochishayo.
Asi munyori anoona nezveupfumi muboka revechidiki muZANU-PF vatonga ikasukuere vanoti havavoni chinorwadza vanopikisa pane zvavari kuita sezvo zviri zvebato reZANU-PF kwete MDCT.
Tiri vanhu vanokwanisa kuita self-funding kuita maprograms edu. Tine vanhu musangano medu, mafarmers, tine vanhu vanoita zvemabhizinesi, ende hazvikosti chinhu. Mabhazi ndivanoita fuel owns vanhu panzvimbo. Saka makosti ekubva anzizvoni angachemwe kunzauraya nyika imbori mari yaungaenya uchema yekuti tingatadze izvozvo kuuya pano tichipe mukuru wedu wenyika.
Sangano reProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe rinoti rinoshushikana nedanho rinonzi rakaitwa muzvikoro rekuongorora utachiwana hweHIV AIDS muvana vechikoro. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino Studio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America, uri muWashington DC, tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Bato rinopikisa hurumende reMDCT rinoti riri kushoropodza zvikuru urongwa hwevechidiki veZANU-PF hwekuda kufora vachiratidza rutsigiro rwavo kuna vaMugabe panguva yenyika iri kuramba ichinyura mumadhaka. Mutauriri weMDCT Vaobert Gutu vanoti chiitiko ichi kutambisa mari uye nguva pane kuti bato reZANU-PF riri kutonga rigadzirise matambudziko akabata nyika. Vechidiki pamwe nemamwe mapoka eZANU-PF vari kutarisirwa kufora muHarare nemusi wechitatu vachiratidza rutsigiro rwavo kune mutungamiri webato ravo reZANU-PF uye mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navaGutu pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Isu tinongoona kuti kurasha nguva uyezve kutambisa mari nemaresources enyika. Nokuti ukanyatsosoropodza kuti chinangwa chaicho chaicho che-so-called million men match yacho ndechei, unochishayiwa. Nokuti nyaya iripo ndeyekuti kana vachiti toda kuti titaridze kuti tinosapota vaMugabe, zviri pachena kuti vanhu veZANU, zviri pachena kuti mafashoni eZANU ari kurwisana. Zvinokuti tizoona kuti zvinobatsira nyika yeZimbabwe pakudii kuti tida kuunganidza vanhu miriyoni vauye muguta reHarare. Tohaya mabhazi anopfuura zana, vachada chikafu, vachada pokuvata nezvimwe zvakadaro. Hazvibatsiri nyika, iyo nyika ine ikonomi yaondomoka zvakadaro. Isu MTC tongoona sokuti kuda vaona kuti demonstration yatakaita isu yakatyisa, ikanakidza, yatakaita musi wa14 April kuda yakavabvundutsa. Zvino sevanhu vanoziva kuti havadikani nevanhu voshaya kuti vodii, ndozvatiri kutongoona kuti vari kuita mashanje igodo.
Sekuona kwenyu vangadai vachiita sei panguva iyo yakadai seAfrica Day?
panguwa ya Africa Day inga day chinangana ne chakanangana ne ingindira re Africa Day ndere kupembelera kuti pakaitwa yaimbonzi kare zviya OAU kana kuti Organization of African Unity yatinoziva kuti yakafomiwa mugore ra 1963 muguta reAddis Ababa ndo ringade ridingindira rosva 25 vadei vatombotitora kuti Zimbabwe iite commemorate kana kuti mucherechedzo wokuti OAU yasvika iyo makore anokwana iyo tingangoti makumi mashanu namatatu kana kuti 53 years ndo zvingadei zvino musoro kwete zvokuti toda kuti ticharidze kuti vamugabe vane support uko kungoda zvavo kushungurudza vana vezimbabwe nokupedza mari shoma yasara iyo iri munyika.
Vanga vari mutauriri weMDCT Vaobet Gutu vari parunare muNew York muno muAmerica naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Asi munyori anoona nezveupfumi muboka revechidiki muZANU PF vatonga ikasukuere vanoti havaoni chinorwadza vemapato anopikisa sezvo nhengo dzeZANU PF dzichikwanisa kuunganidza mari yekuraramisa bato iri pamwe nekuita zvirongwa zvavanoda zvisinei nemari dzehurumende. Vanoti urongwa hwavo ndehwekutenda utongi hwava Mugabe.
Isusu takatarisa President Robert Mugabe, tinomuona ari visionary leader atungamira nyika yedu for quite some time. Since independence kusvika patiri vakatanga kuitungamira, in fact tisati taona independence, and right now kwese kwavaenda he is considered an African icon. So kwatiri tiri kutarisa kuti aiwaka munhu anocelebrate ari mupenyu, and we've decided to sema youth takabatana nemamapoka ese ari mumusangano weZANU PF, madzimai, maho veterans, ma main wing and everyone else ari mo mabit ma students timboungana tichiita celebrate mukuru wedu. But also mukuungana kwatiri kuita umu, it does not necessarily mean kuti hatizivi kuti nyika yedu yakamira papa. We know the vision that is there, and the president's vision ndeyekuti zvoni an empowered society and a growing economy inotaurwa iyo through Zim Asset. And these are obviously some of my issues. I think that she's already taka gara. Never kuru tichone sana wakuti no taba kupi tiripapi uye turuda kwenda kupi. Fambe. Tirivanu wanukwanta kuta self-funding kuita ma programs edu. Tinevanu mzangano medu, ma farmers, tinevanu wanita zuma business. And as we koste chinu, ma bazi ndi wana isa fuel owned wanupanjumbo. Saka makose kupa andi zoni, anga chemwe kundi aura ya nyika. Imbori mari ya unga yenye uchema ya kuti itingataze isusu. Kuhuya pano, kichipembu mkuru wedu nyika.
Waka sukuere, inyaye kunzi vanu wano manikizwa kuya kumisangano nekuzumbu nyikizwa.
Ko iye ano ziwa kumanikizwa nekumbu nyikizwa kukuya vanu kumisangano. Munu weZANU PF. Ungato ziwa kakana wachulia unu manikizwa kuya kumisangano weZANU PF. Uriwe mdisi, zunofamba se. Isusu, tiruku ungani za vanu weZANU PF. Zvamunoziva imime kuti 2013 takawina election. It's not a matter of nengirikini yekuti ungazvirambe kuti vamugabe vati president. That is very clear. Sekuona kwatinoita zuva richibuda richinyura kuti vamugabe is the president of this country.
Vanga vari munyori anoona nezveupfumi muboka revechidiki muZANU PF vatonga ikasukuere vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Bato reZimbabwe People First iro riri kufanotungamirwa naMai Joyce Mujuru rinoti urongwa hwaro hwekuunganidza nhengo huri kufamba zvakanaka kwazvo sezvo riri kukwanisa kuwana nhengo itsva kubva kune mapato akaita seZANU PF neMDCT. Ngatinzwei munyori anoona nezveupfumi nebudiriro mudunhu reGlen Nora muHarare vaEdward Kachepa vachitsanangura.
Mubato medu isusu tiri kuti ibato richiri kukura. Pazuva roga roga tiri kusumuka. Tikuona mamembers ari kubva kune mamwe mapata akaita sana ZANU PF, akaita sana ANC. Tikuona vamwe vanga vasingamboite politics vari kuuya vanzwa kurwadziwa uye vaona kuti Mai Mujuru ndovanokwanisa kusvitsa nyika painofanha kusvika. Mai Mujuru ndovega vanokwanisa kuti munhu ari kuda chingwa, ari kuda zvakati, akwanise kuafoda, munhu akwanise kuwana decent shelter. Ndimai Mujuru chete vanokwanisa kuzviita. Saka tiri kugadzira mastructures edu tabva muprovinci takuda kunopinda munational. Takatarisira kuti munguva inoteera kuna naSeptemba tichange tiri kugadzirira congress yedu yatinenge tichizvoo tinobva yanyatsoumba bato redu tichibva takwanisa kuti tikurire ZANU PF. Vanhu vakafesana nedraught zvirimwo hazvina kuita. ma industries ano PF yakauraya esa hakuna chiriko economy haisi kufunctiona.
Avanga vari va Edward Kachepa vanove munyori anona nezvehupfumi nebudiriro mubatore Zimbabwe People First runotungamirwa namai Joyce Mujuru vari mudunhu reGlenora apo vanga vari parunare ne Studio 7.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Munyori mukuru werimwe sangano rinomirira varairidzi rePTUZ vaRaymond Majongwe vanoti sesangano vanoshushikana kwazvo nemashoko avari kutambira ekuti pane vari kupinda muzvikoro vachiongorora kana vana vechikoro vaine utachiwana hweHIV AIDS, kunyange hazvo vachinzi vari kutumira magwaro kuvabereki ekuti vasaine vachipa mvumo yekuti vana vavo vaongororwe. Izvi zvinonzi zvakaitwa mune zvimwe zvikoro zviri mumusha wedziva resekwa muHarare svondo rapera. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navamajongwe.
Icho kwadi takatambira mashoko kubva kuvabereki vaiti bvunza, tikatambira mashoko kubva kuvarairidzi vari muzvikoro, tikatambirawo zvakare mashoko mamwe akanga achibva kune vapepeti venhau vakanga vanzwawo shoko iroro. Isu tikati zvinoda kuti zvinhu zvigarwe pasi, nekuti zvakafanira kuti tongonzwa kuti mapostori kana vanotsika mutanda vakufamba muzvikoro. Zvinhu izvozvo zvinogarirwe pasi zvoonekwa kuti mangwana zvinozobuda zvakanaka here. Pamusana pekuti tikangosiya vanhu nyangwe zvavari kuita zviri zvinhu zvakanaka, nekuti tinotarisira kuti ishuviro yedu kuti tiite towards 0%, asi vana ava vamwe vacho vadiki diki one, vamwe vacho vana vanogara nanambuya, vamwe vana vasitori navabereki.
Saka imi sesangano rinomirira varairidzi muri kutaura here kuti manga musina kuziviswawo nevari kutungamira urongwa ihwo?
Ini ndaka ndiri board member yeNational Youth Council makore manokwana kuita makore mashanu. Ende todavira kuti nyaya iyi is a very sensitive matter. Inyaya yekuti isu semasangano anotungamira varairidzi tizvizive, inyaya yekuti vabereki vatangotumirwa mapepa chete, inyaya yekuti vakawanda vanochengeta vamwe vana vacho inherera vakwanise kupuhwawo mapepa, hazvina kumbobvira zvafamba. Ende haisi nyaya yemapepa.
Saka imi zvii zvamunokurudzira kuti zvingadai zvakaitwa?
Isu tinokurudzira sangano kana masangano ane urongwa hwakanakawo kuti ngatisaite zvinhu zvinoshoresa nyika, zvinotsamisa vabereki. Zvavari kuda kuachivha zvacho zvigoitwa sezvinhu zvisina maturo. Ngapangoitwe misangano mumacommunities masaturday masunday after machurch unganidzai vabereki. Ngatikurukure navo kuti zvatiri kuda kuachivha zvii, tinoda kubatsira vana ava sei. Nekuti tikaita suku nasai tichiunganidza vana ava tovatesta, mangwana torega kuvapa zvinovabatsira. Kana vana vakuzvisungirira, vamwe vana vakuramba kutamba navo, zvinocreata stigma muvana. Ngatitange tadhila. Ini ndodavira kuti Zimbabwe inyika ine vanhu vakadzidza, ende mamwe mamisteki atinoita handavira kuti mamisteki anoitwa nevanhu vane gwara.
Munyori mukuru wePTUZ vaRaymond Majongwe vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Iye zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu kwaanoti pachirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro vatereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa nemunyori mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe National Students Union kana kuti ZINASU vamakomborero aruzivishe. Tinokutambirai nemufaro mukoma makomborero.
Mamuri aidevi.
Aiwa isu tiri nani. Mukoma makomborero, nyaya yatiroda kutaura pano ndeiya yakasumudzwa naVice Chancellor weUniversity of Zimbabwe muzvinafundo Levinyagura. Vari kuti ivo pane ongororo yakaitwa navana mazvikokota ikaratidza iyo kuti pane vadzidzi vakatorwa ropa. Pakaonekwa ipo kuti vadzidzi makumi mana nemanomwe kubva muzana kana kuti 47% vainge vaine utachiwana weHIV. Munoti kudii nemashoko aya?
Mashoko aya sezvinhasu zvinhu zvatakataura kubva gore rapera tichiudza vanhu vanotungamirira zvikoro uye nevehurumende. 47% itori ipesendeji diki diki inotosvika chero inotodarika sezvatinoona mukurarama kwedu zuva nezuva muzvikoro umu.
Ko, chii chaizvo chiri kukonzera kuti vadzidzi vaite zvepabonde?
Mabasa ave nekukwidza mafees nekukwidza mitengo yepokugara nezvikafu muzvikoro. zvinotikonzeresa zvikonzeresa kuti vana kunyaya yechikana vatengese miviri yavo vachida kuwana kurarama saka mutauriro wavari kuzviita vavasoda kuaccepta responsibility vari kutaura vachiblema kuti kwanzi kusangana kunoita vana vechikoro kudzimba dzavo dzokugara ndokurikonzeresa izvi asi hazvisizvoba zvinhu izvi rikukonzeresa nekuti vana kutsvaka kurarama ende kutsvaka kurarama ikonomi yedu hamuna mari musina mari aberekawo havasi kuwana masalari asi vari kufangwa kuti vararame saka vari kushandisiwa nevanhu vanonge vane mari vanhu vakuru maolder generation vari kuuya zvava nezuva panyaya pauzet muno muharare tinovaona vanhu vavachiuya vachitora vanasikana vechikoro and mukatarisa chero even panoitwa mafunctions akaita sana miss uzet vana vechikoro havatorina mari yekubhadhara ma5 dollars anenge achidiwa ipapo asi munenge makazara nevanhu vanonge vachitobva kunze kumakambani saka zvinhu zvekuti sezvinhasi zviri kushungurudzikana zvishaizvo and zviri kuzvipomera kuna vanyagura kana pari pauzet ndo vari kukonzeresa zvinhu izvi
asi panomboitwa here dzidziso yemukoma makomborero yekuti vari kuita zvepabonde vacho vazvidzivirire zviri kufamba sei
dzidziso inoitiwa sezvinhasi zvinoita kune vamwe mapoka akawanda anouya achiita ofisi dzidziso izvi asi muchigova dzava kufanirwa kuitiwa manje unofanwa kunge wasiyana nekuti zvinoitwa asi dambudziko ratava naro mazuva anoyo ndeyekuti munhu anenge achiziva kuti zvinondiurayisa izvi asi munhu wemwanasikana asina pokugara anoda kutsvaga pokugara and munhu anenge achida kuti awanewo chikafu achirarama kudaro asi anoita mwedzi mina yesimesa achigara nechikomba munhu kuti atambe akachenjera kwemwedzi mina zvinhu zviri kuvaremera zvikuru saka dzidziso iri kuitwa vakuda kuti iupgradewe yava kuda kuti itore mumwe dimension inoincorporata sezvi inoona kuti no social economic status yevana ava yachinja vava kupesa mamwe matambudziko
tichitarisa idzo mari dziri kubhadharwa dzamuri kuti dzaakupa kuti vanhu vapedzisire votsvaga mari nenzira dzisiridzo muri kubhadhariswa mari yakawanda zvakadii pasemester
pasemester fees iri kuita $700 iri kutangira pama$700 ichikwira zvichiendera nemafakauti then accommodation i$400 then poita zvimwe zvinhu zvechidiwa semabhuku zvimwe zvokushandisa kuti munhu akwanise kudzidzawo nechikafu zvinhu zvose izvozvo zvinokwanisa kusvika on average pamwana umwe wechikoro pasemesa zvinokwanisa kusvika $2,000
neongororo yaitwa iyi pane urongwa here wekuti muchasangana nevakuru veyunivhesiti ava nehurumende kuti mutaurewo nhunha dzenyu
tinombozama kusangana navo asi kune zvimwe zvikoro kwakaita sekuna namsu vanonzwisisa and vari kutoita maprograms ari updated ekudzidzisa vana kuzvibata kwakanaka asi dambudziko guruguru pazvikoro zvakaita seyunivhesiti ofzimbabwe ndezvekuti vanyagura havatohwisisi vane musoro wakaoma kuti papata kuti vanzwe pfungwa dzevana vechikoro zvinhu zvavasingati mukana
tiri kuonawo kuti zviri kunzi mune zvimwe zvikoro maakuiswa makirinika aya yekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuwana maarv zviri kuitikawo here pauniversity of zimbabwe izvi
izvazvi hazvisati zvaitika panongori nekliniki imwe inenge isitorina chero mapiritsi emusoro chaivo kana emudumbu and apa tinenge chibhadhariswa mari dzemamedical aid semester yoga yoga
aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma makomborero nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
okay tinotenda zvikuru
manga makateerera kubva kumunyori mukuru wesangano rezimbabwe national students union kana kuti zinasu vamakomborero aruzivishe muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo aiwa hama wadiwa chinobhururuka chinomhara nekudaro ngaisiye matambo anokonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndichiti ngatisanganei zvakare svondo rinouya ndokusiya maoko aJonga Kandemiri.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Blessing, neniwo ndabva ndangowanawo mukana iwoyu wokuoneka vateereri ndichiti murare zvakanaka. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndikusiya mina Marvelous Musanganya uye
E
Very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, May the 22nd, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, as Africa and Zimbabwe prepare to celebrate Africa Day Wednesday, ZANU-PF says its preparations to stage a million-man march to show solidarity to President Robert Mugabe are at an advanced stage.
We decided to do our solidarity march on the 25th of May, you know, looking at where the President, Comrade RG Mugabe, has taken us from, where we are now and where we are going.
But the opposition MDCT says ZANU-PF should call off the march and concentrate on challenges facing the country.
That is just a complete and utter waste of resources, Marvelous. Because when you look at it, the so-called 1 million men march is actually meant to massage the ego of President Robert Mugabe.
Another opposition grouping, Zimbabwe People First, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, says it is concentrating on setting up its structures ahead of its Congress later this year.
We as a party, we are growing in numbers on a daily basis since we are currently mobilizing people on the ground. And I tell you, on a day-to-day basis, we are receiving ex-members from ZANU-PF, MDC, and other members who were not politically active.
And women and girls are urged to be vigilant when they receive job offers from foreign lands to avoid human trafficking.
I would like to urge my fellow women and also our daughters and some of our sons as well that these lucrative jobs that are being advertised in so-called greener pastures sometimes don't turn up to be green.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with its Tsatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. As Africa and Zimbabwe prepare to celebrate Africa Day Wednesday, ZANU-PF says its preparations to stage a million-man march to show solidarity to President Robert Mugabe are at an advanced stage. ZANU-PF Youth League member Tongai Kasukwere tells us more.
For us, I mean, we've taken this day, the 25th of May, it's Africa Day. We decided to do our solidarity march on the 25th of May, you know, looking at where the President, Comrade RG Mugabe, has taken us from, where we are now and where we are going. We are appreciating the leadership and the vision of His Excellency, who has led the country to the next level of independence through overseeing the revolutionary redistribution of the basic means of production. So the ZANU-PF Youth League is basically saying that legacy has got to be celebrated. That legacy has got to be something that we need each and every young person here in Zimbabwe to look up to. And also, the ZANU-PF Youth League is not blind to the realities of what is happening in the country. We are saying we need to mobilize for the economic empowerment of young people by bringing to account our own government and also implementing the vision that the president has called for, an empowered society and a growing economy. And you'll find this in our document, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Socio-Economic Transformation, the ZIMASE document. So we are saying, I mean, this is a day where we can sit with our president. We are not people to go to press conferences and be shouting at our own government. No, we've got an opportunity to meet with our leadership. We've got an opportunity to celebrate our leadership. And through that opportunity which is given to us, we can also articulate some of the challenges the people the young people of Zimbabwe are facing in a much more civilized manner, not to stand on top of a roof and, you know, be doing megaphone diplomacy. That's not the way we operate.
That was ZANU-PF Youth League member Tongai Kasukwere. But the opposition MDCT says it begs to differ, saying ZANU-PF should call off the march and concentrate on challenges facing the country. MDCT spokesman Obert Gutu tells us more.
That is just a complete and utter waste of resources, Marvelous. Because when you look at it, the so-called 1 million men march is actually meant to massage the ego of President Robert Mugabe. We all know that it is a matter of the manifestation of the serious factional divisions and factional fights within ZANU-PF. where one faction, the so-called G40 faction, is trying to flex its muscle against the so-called Jim Lacoste faction. This has absolutely nothing to do with the betterment of the lives of the people of Zimbabwe, who, as you know, 4 million of whom are already facing the horrifying spectra of starvation. We are actually saying as the MDC, this is a complete and utter waste of resources, and we actually call upon ZANU-PF to call off this utterly purposeless so-called 1 million men march. We are saying the 25th of May every year, we know that it's actually known this part of the world as Africa Day. We know that it commemorates the day the then Organization of African Unity, the OAU, was formed in the city of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. So at the very best, what the government should be doing is simply to have a very low-key commemoration of the 53rd anniversary of the formation of the then OAU, which is now known as the AU or the African Union.
That was MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu in New York here in the United States. Another opposition grouping, Zimbabwe People First, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, says it is concentrating on setting up its own structures ahead of its Congress later this year. Edward Kachepa of Zimbabwe People First tells us more.
We as a party, we are growing in numbers on a daily basis since we are currently mobilizing people on the ground. And I tell you, on a day-to-day basis, we are receiving ex-members from ZANU-PF, MDC, and other members who were not politically active. We are growing as a party, dealing with our structures. We have managed to deal with provincial structure. Now we are looking forward to the provincial structure, and we are looking forward to a congress maybe sometime in September, so as to solidify all the efforts that we need to do so as to remove the Robert Mugabe-led regime.
ZANU-PF is planning a 1 million men march this week. What's your view?
ZANU-PF has always been ZANU-PF, you know. To me, it's a constant way by someone within the party that is ZANU-PF is trying to please his master with nothing. Because that 1 million march won't benefit any Zimbabwean from the street. It won't benefit Zimbabwe economically. We are saying they are going to spend over 3 million on such an activity. Yet we are saying people are dying of hunger. There is no food in the country. We endured the El Nino drought. There's no food in the rural areas. And also, the industry is down. There is no production in the industries. Yet they are saying they need to ponder $3 million on such an activity. Who would want to, unlike ZANU-PF, you should compare it to the current Tanzanian president. He is reducing expenditure. Necessary expenditure is reducing. Unlike ZANU-PF, they are just spending only to instill fear in other parties like Zimbabwe People First. They think if they force people to come to attend such a march, the other parties will be scared of them. But no, I tell you, it's very wrong, because the people who will be marching, who will be participating on that day, they are going to ferry them from the rural areas. They are going to force them to come for that march. And those people who will be marching, I tell you, there are people who are hungry. There are people from the street who don't have food, who don't have jobs. They don't have anything. They are being forced by ZANU-PF to do things not willingly. So we are saying ZANU-PF is insane, and the ones who are behind that, they are conspiring only to please their leader. But the country is suffering. We need things that will grow the economy. We need things that will benefit each and every Zimbabwean.
That was Edward Kachepa of Zimbabwe People First in Harare. Women and girls have been urged to be vigilant when they receive job offers from foreign lands to avoid human trafficking.
My name is Biaka Nyampinga. I represent Koromonzi West constituency, which is Bendosha Chinamora Tribal Trust Land in Koromonzi. I'm a chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Women Affairs, Gender and Community Development. I would like to urge my fellow women and also our daughters and some of our sons as well that these lucrative jobs that are being advertised, the so-called greener pastures, sometimes don't turn up to be green. Please, whenever you hear advertisements that are done advertising these jobs outside Zimbabwe, it's better to consult the relevant government department to do that job and find out that is it viable and is it true, so that they can also verify with the government that you are going to, so that you are protected before you go. And you are even prevented to go if those jobs don't exist. Be wary of these employment agencies who are making money by using us women and using our girls, knowing very well that where these girls are going, they are not going to take up the type of jobs they've been told. There will be other jobs that they will do. There is no clarity in job description of these jobs that are being advertised by some of registered and unregistered employment agencies, including even the churches whose members are being involved in the human trafficking of persons to these countries, more of the Arab countries like Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and China, and so many of them, I can't mention all of them. Whatever country you are wanting people to work for them, and whatever job they are offered to you outside of Zimbabwe, don't avoid your government. Consult your government. Find out which is the relevant department that deals with the issue before you or the job that is offered to you.
That was Beata Nyampinga, ZANU-PF parliamentarian for Goromonzi West. The Secretary General of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Raymond Majongwe, has castigated proposed plans by government of testing primary school children in Zivarasekwa 5 of HIV/AIDS. The testing was postponed last week after protest from rights groups. Jonga Kandemiri speaks to Majongwe on the issue.
While the initiative is positive, as an organization, we are very worried because such processes are very sensitive matters. We need all stakeholder involvement. It does not need one organization or one individual, no matter how powerful they are, because we are dealing with human beings, with children. We need the express permission of the children who are either the parents, guardians, or those in local parentage of these children before we tamper with their heads or their blood. It would be very wrong for anybody to simply think that whatever initiative they are doing, whatever landmarks we want to score within the region, no matter how good they are, we need stakeholder involvement. It would be very wrong, if not criminal, to go about abusing the rights of these children. They must be protected. And we need to be able to deal with them in the event that things get wrong. Some of the kids will be stigmatized, they will be avoided by others. Some will be tempted to go for suicide, and it would be very bad, because we must be able to create the proper safety net that is then going to address these children once they are tested.
But we understand that the parents and the guardians of these children were consulted first.
That is a serious gross misrepresentation of fact. Writing a letter to a parent and saying sign or accompany your child is not what we want. We want people to treat us as human beings. We want respect. We want people to serve us. This initiative belongs to make sure that we interact with our society. The parents of these children are not in Kuwait. They are not in Singapore. They are in Zivarasekwa. They are in Budiriu. Why don't you make time to explain the positives and negatives, the pros and cons of testing children? Have we dealt with the psyche of these children? Once they are going to be told that they are positive, and then what? How are they going to react to their peers in class? How are they going to react to their teachers? How are they going to react to their parents? We want to deal with all that. They still even allow me. Very soon we are going to be told that all teachers line up, we are going to test you for HIV/AIDS.
That was the Secretary General of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Raymond Majongwe, speaking with the Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today I'm gladly joined by Christian Mudiwa, who is the spokesperson of World Merit Zimbabwe, our recently chosen among many youths internationally to come here to New York for the Merit 360 program. Christian, thank you for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you very much.
Tell me more about this program, Merit 360.
Merit 360 is one of the biggest programs that has been hosted by World Merit. Basically, World Merit is a global community where young leaders from across the globe meet, addressing challenges that they'll be facing in their countries. And it's going to be held at the New York in August. So fortunately, 5 Zimbabwean young leaders have been selected to participate in the program. And these include myself, Christian Mdiwa, Messi Chachkoka, Anoziva Marindire, Chakudzwa Chinotungamira, and Kovin Mawarire. So for the 5 of us, we have projects that we are addressing.
What exactly will the Merit 360 program be focusing on?
This program basically will be addressing the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. As you understand, there are 17 Sustainable Development Goals. So each and one of us is addressing each SDG.
And which projects are you guys specifically targeting?
I'll start with mine. I'm addressing the UN Sustainable Development Goal number 6, which is clean water and sanitation. Kovin Mawarire is addressing UN SDG number 8, which is decent work and economic growth. Mercy Chachkoka is addressing SDG number 1, no poverty. Chakudzwa Chinotungamira is addressing UN SDG number 1, no poverty. And Anoziva Marindire is addressing UN SDG number 13, climate change.
And why did you guys select these particular SDG goals?
What happened is from all the other youth members here, all of them, they come from different backgrounds, different faculties, and they've got their own certain particular projects they are passionate about in addressing. For example, I can say for me, when I identified my SDG that I was addressing, it is because I had realized that in Zimbabwe, people were drinking contaminated water, which was causing loss of lives of people and also typhoid and cholera and stuff. So after realizing a national crisis, I then thought of coming up with an initiative.
Christian, looking forward to your trip. I understand you guys are looking for funding. Tell us more about that.
As World Merit Zimbabwe, we are pleading to the nation to assist us in getting the funding to attend the Merit 360 program. Fortunately for us, 87% of the cost has been catered for, has been covered by World Merit, and we are left with 18%. So for the 5 of us to be able to go to represent Zimbabwe in New York, there is need for 11,000 for the 2 weeks that we'll be staying in New York. So we are kindly appealing to every Zimbabwean or even any other people who might be able to assist to help us to be able to share our dreams and also to be able to address national crises that we are facing and just to have the platform to air out our views.
And for those who are interested in donating, Christian, where can they go?
We have got a fundraising page that we have. We'll share with you for people who can actually donate online. Our fundraising page is www.totalgiving.co.uk/my/page/Merit360Zimbabwe. Our fundraising page is www.totalgiving.co.uk/my/page/Merit360Zimbabwe.
As young people in your organization, World Merit Zimbabwe, how important has it been for you guys to focus on the issue of SDGs?
It has been important because what we just need at the end of the day is we want to implement change where we feel that we can be able to participate. For example, just improving quality of life and standard of living of people. That is what we want at the end of the day. We just want to put a smile on people's faces.
And with that, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you very much.
That was Christian Mudiwa, spokesperson of World Merit Zimbabwe, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next time.
That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead. Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 22 kuNkwenkwezi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyini ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uhlupho lokuswelakala kwemali elizweni lulokhu lubhahile ngesikhathi iningi lihlaziya imizamo yebhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe eyokuletha uhlelo lwemali yama-bond notes.
Ukuze abantu baphile, abantu bakwanise ukuthi wenze izinto abazifunayo elizweni, kumbe amabhizimusi nje nokuthi impilo ihambe kuhle, imisebenzi ihamba kuhle, yimali eyabe isekhileta. So nxa kungala mali, then the government will have to come to a shutdown.
Ngesikhathi iningi labantu liswela imisebenzi elizweni ngenxa yokuvalwa kwamankampani amaningi, abasebenzayo bathi labo bathwele amagabha avuzayo ngoba kabatholi iholo labo lonke kubaqhaji, njalo kwesinye isikhathi bayamiswa imisebenzi okwesikhatshana.
Yazi into ebakho emakathi abantu abaningi ukuthi umuntu ngasemsebenzini zonke banana wonke iningaholo yabelandayo. So esikubonayo ukuthi nje antu bajayele ukusebenza and abaningi bona labana abayenzenzi ngaholile abana yibo-ke futhi ababezisebenzi bezindama omama babadekisa amatomatisi nanani ezikhizini zabo.
Njengenjayelo sizalethulela eziphathelane labatsha silontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Uhlupho lokuswelakala kwemali elizweni lulokhu lubhahile ngesikhathi iningi lihlaziya imizamo yebhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe eyokuletha uhlelo lwemali yama-bond notes ngendlela yokuletha imali elizweni. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lomeli weBulawayo Central edalele eParliamente, uNkosazana Dorcas Sibanda, olilunga lekomithi ebona ngezemali kuleli dale, eFinance and Economic Planning Committee, yena oqala ngokusichasisela ngesimo esiselizweni.
Imali singakhangela emabhanga sokusiba lamachu lawana evele khona ngo-2008 elizweni lonke. Kathi singikhuluma songeseHarare, ngizamile ukuthi ngike ngiyedlunguza ku-Cape Town ukuthi ngidinga imali, ngayehluleka ngokubona ama-queues e-bank. So imali elizweni lapha ikhanya vele kayisekho, ngoba abantu nxa bengena kumbe ufuna 1000 uphiwa 200 kulama cash limits. Ihulumende yezanu-P F vele iseyehlulekile ukurana, ngoba ungabona ilizwe selingasela mali akusela nto enhle. Ngoba ukuze abantu baphile, abantu bakwanise ukuthi wenze izinto abazifunayo elizweni, kumbe amabhizimusi nje nokuthi impilo ihambe kuhle, imisebenzi ihamba kuhle, yimali eyabe isekhileta. So nxa kungala mali, then the government will have to come to a shutdown, ngoba akunamali.
Likela lucubungula lolu daba njengekomithi ebona ngezemali edalela eParliamente.
Yes, siyakukhuluma lapha nalaphayana, but okuningi kwakhona ngeke ngikhulume kathesi, ngoba asikaqeda ukuthi sikukwenzela ukuthi sibe lama-resolution esizakhuluma ebantwini. Udaba esilukhangelayo,
baphila njani abantu khona ngapho kuma-constituency?
Into esenzakala khonapha ikakhulu abasemadorobheni ngabantu asebedubekile. Udubo solihlomile emizweni, abantu sebedubekile, ngoba uzafuna imali yokuthi ugade yedorobheni yedinga engxenye enye imali, uzafuna imali yokuthi ugade nama-school fees, uzafuna le mali yokuthi uye esibhedlela mhlawumbe uvuka ungezwa kuhle, yimali, kufunakala imali. Abantu abasela mali, impilo yabantu isibuyele ku-2008. Sike sezi ukuthi lapho uzayintroduce ama-bond notes. Ama-bond notes lawana nxa likhumbula eqalisa wathi sizawasebenzisa ukuthi sithenge izinto esizaziba-export. All of a sudden kufuna ukuthi aflage khonapha elizweni, akuqedakali. Honestly, we can't run a government like that. Let's not shift ama-goalposts. Nxa sesehlulekile njengohulumende, kumele sifunde nje ukuthi sime laphana sithi sesehlulekile, sitshela abantu iqiniso. Njalo singabi nguhulumende okhokhela abayanga, konoko hayi ngeke kusebenze konoko ikho sokwenzakala khona phezibabu ukuthi umuntu wonke kumele abe ngumnyango nxa sesiprintile lezo mali wonke umuntu sesiba yibillionaire engumnyanga
njengomnini wamabhizimusi kuyakhanya yini umehluko ukuthi amabhizimusi awasahambi kuhle ngoba abantu bengela mali
ngingathi kusukela umnyaka ophelileyo akulanto ehambayo amabhizinesi akula mali esekhilethayo abantu kabala mali isifiso babe belaso sokuthi bethenge kodwa kakula mali izikhathi ezinto abanye sobabhizinisi sebavala amabhizinesi abo sebagiva aphu kwesi sikhathi nje uthona ukuhlezi kunganto eyenzakalayo ama-customer akhona but kalaphi kabala lutho ekhwameni
lo ngunkosazana Dorcas Sibanda ummeli weBulawayo Central edalele eParliamente njalo elilunga lecommittee ebona ngezemali kuleli dale eFinance and Economic Planning Committee sikhulume laye ecingweni eseHarare iningi labantu liswela imisebenzi yokuziphilisa elizweni ngenxa yokuvalwa kwamankampani amaningi abasebenzayo bathi labo bathwele amagabha avuzayo ngoba kabatholi iholo labo lonke kubaqhaji njalo kwesinye isikhathi bayamiswa imisebenzi okwesikhatshana lokhu kwenzakala izisebenzi zenkampani kaloliwe esezilomnyaka olengxenye zingatholi iholo lazo lonke zisanda ukutshengisela ngalolu daba okuningi ngokuphathelane lezisebenze asikuzweni kungxoxo lomnumzana George Nkiwane isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions
ubona abamele besebenzini bezokusebenza besebenzini ntambama bezokusebenza ezindlini zabo ukuthi kumbe abantu bayahola abamele abasaholi ibisebenze nje kodwa abantu badala ukusebenza and njalo ubuya ngokuthi ngibona ngabe wazi into lapha emangathi abantu abaningi ukuthi umuntu ungasemsebenzini nsuku zonke bantwana wonke yena engaholi yabe elandani so esikubonayo ukuthi nje abantu bajayele ukusebenza into abaningi bona labantu abayenzenzini abaholile labana yibo-ke futhi ababezisebenzi bezindama omama babathengisa amatematisi lanlani ezithedini zabo akulobunzima kibili
abanye bengathi laba abasebenzayo bangcono kulalaba abavele bengasebenzi ikakhulu laba abanikwa ingxenye yomholo wabo
hayi akule mehluko esibili ngoba ungathela nje konokuyake kuthi obile kungcono kulalo muntu ongaba ongaziyele ukuthi saka indala liphuma lisiyatshona uza kudlani ezothela ngapha umsebenzi njengo laphela kabi awumehluko ukhona kibili but sitshonjeni umuntu osebenza njengoba kuyifanele ukuthi ungasebenza nawe kuthele kumele kuthele nawe ikhono lakho emeleleyo likhwanayo ukuthi lakho ikhono lani kuyalivula layo kodwa ungathethi umuntu vele angaphiwa konoko okuphiweyo yikonoko umehluko hhayi umehluko ukhona njengongasebenziyo nalokhu yenza kuthiwa ntidana hhayi kule mehluko
kodwa bakhona abalokhu beyithola imisebenzi njengeyama-contracts
komile komile sibile ukuthi ungabona-ke ungakhonza amadoda wonke ungaboni izinto kheni kuli khona kabeyani khona kuyakuthengisela zeaunaenzaelakhonaikhonomuntu elisize eyenzakalayo
njengenhlanganiso ye-ZCTU liyake libe lezi sebenzi ezibuya kini zicelwa ukuncediswa ukuthi zithole imali yabo kubaqhatshi liyenelisa yini ukuthi libatholele limali
sasizama ubuvele khona namayelelo ukuthi sasisancedisa sibili but esisancedisa kuthi sasiyathatha i-product yekhampani maningi amakhampani avalayo sathatha i-product yahle yavala mtokozi sobuzelesabona ukuthi vela ncedi singathi zame sekuseze konokho vela kunantoyendayo zezingathi kuthengisa i-product yekhampani izisebenzi zingaphansi ngathi zikhangele abantu ebele babhadale kuqala ama-creditors amabhenki lani ezasala ezathi izisebenzi eqinisekeleleka hakeke sekuyenzeka lokho vele akulethilutho esebenzini so lingaze lenzeni singaze kwathetha i-property siyathela amafufu nje kuthi yena okuningiamabhenki lanani
lowo ngumnumzana George Nkiwane isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi e-ZCTU sixoxelaye eseGweru South umnumzana Abednego Pepe uthi indlala ihlasele ngamandla esigabeni sakhe njalo uthi okudanisayo ukuthi akunalutho olukhanyayo lusenziwa nguhulumende ngalolu daba. Umnumzana Pepe uxoxa lo ntongameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Njengoba usazi indlala ivele ibhahile eZimbabwe ithi ibhahile injalo-ke silohlupho lokuthi silohulumende ongananziyo ukuthi abantu bayalamba. Ngikhuluma kunjenje uhulumende uhamba ebamba abantu amehlo kule mali ezinara ebhatalwa ngabantu nxa bengena kuma toll gates eyiyo ke enikwa ama district wonke kanye lama local authorities amadolobho ukuthi balungise imigwaqo. Silungiseke umgwaqo enkayi ke iCouncil yenkayi imali enikwe ilungisa umgwaqo enkayi yafaka ithara eGrove Point. Bathe sebebona ke abantu bezani ukuthi ke hayi kusetshenzeke kuhle ke ku constituency. Nampo ke sebetshintsha ke kathe sebethethe ke ama grader bayafaka ke emgwaqweni babhizi bayagreda umgwaqo. Sebehamba beyengabantu ukuthi hayi khangelani nini siyalisebenzela. Umbuzo omkhulu ukuthi ke iminyaka ingu 36 besembusweni imigwaqo isifa beyikhangele. Namhlanje sebengabuya bengabantu abathi balungisa imigwaqo abantu belamba. Kambe abantu badla umgwaqo na? Njalo umgwaqo wankona wathi usifa akade besembusweni wobani umgwaqo wankona usifa? Lokhu kuyatshengisa ukuthi abantu bezano babonakani abantu ngabantu abangacabangiyo abantu abadla uthuli lomgwaqo ke. Kutshengisa ke ukuthi ke uhulumende wezano usehlulekile. Dinga ukuthi abambe abantu amehlo engileqiniso lokuthi abantu benkayi kaso ziphukuphuku bakukhangele njalo bazayikhombisa ke izani nxa kufika u-2018 ukuthi hatshibo lisidube okweminyaka engu-36 hambani ke liyephumula.
Uyayisola izani kodwa bona bazitshayela ihlombe njalo bayamphakamisa umgabe bathi yingwenya ophakamise kakhulu uZulu weZimbabwe nanku baqoqa ukutshengisela ngeviki ezayo. Abathi million men march lapha bazatshengisa khona usekelo lwabo kuye.
Uyazi ukuthi kuyamangalisa kakhulu okwenziwa izani. Izani uthe ikhampena ifuna ukuthi bayibisele kuhulumende bathi bazadala imisebenzi engu-2.2 million. Namhlanje ke bonaba abantwana kufanele ukuthi ngabe badalele imisebenzi yokusebenza kulokuthi babadalele imisebenzi yokuthi basebenze bahole izimali. Namhlanje babasebenzisa ke ukuthi babathwale besiyasekela ke ubaba kumbe ukhulu ole-92 years ukuthi enze into eyamehlula iminyaka engu-36. Njalo laba abantwana abasetshenziswa nje kufanana lo muntu osebenzisa ama donke yakhe asesibayeni ukuthi nxa efuna ukuwabopha uyabopha ngesikhathi esifunayo, nxa efuna ukuwavalela njalo nxa ewabophile uyawakasa ngoswazi. So la bantwana-ke bayasetshenziswa ukuthi-ke basetshenziswe ukusekela umgabe bengaphiwanga leyo msebenzi.
Lo ngumnumzana Abednego Bhebhe, ummeli wenkayi South edalele ephalamende, ubexoxa ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Ngesilitshiye kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, igama onguNtungameli Nkomo. Lamhla ngisebhinga lapho engixoxa khona lo mgcini sihlalo weBhinga Rural District Council elilunga njalo le-MDCT, umnumzana Dube Mkombwe. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Mkombwe.
Ngiyabonga Nkomo, kunjani nakwepheje ngabo?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani eBhinga?
EBhinga siyancengisa bhuru wami, njengobona kome kangaka akubuzwana sekupho kuvuka lomunye wehamba lapha yakhona. Asisakwazi ukukhuluma ngothiwa kolokhu udinga umsebenzi ngoba uyasola ukuthi uyawudinga ngaphi, kodwa ukuziphilisa nje upasipo ukukhangelana lozambezi sibangisana lengwenya lemvubu lendlovu ukuthi abantwana abasakhulayo ungahamba eBhinga emini uyathola abantu abengumanquba bethwele inhlanzi abangakwazi ukubasengisela ubani. Nabanye abakhwanisa ukubaza bayabaza, kodwa ukuthi abakubazayo baya kuthengisela ubani njengoba bathiwa khona ngabasabonakani ko.
Abathi inhlanzi bazithengisa malini nxa bethe bathola abathengayo?
Baya bangathola abathengayo Nkomo ngokutshiyene indawo zankhona eBhinga Town laphana bayakwalisa ukuzithengisa nge-$2.50 nge-KG, kodwa ungahamba lapha kobosimathelele kubo mjele Chunga khona ngale Chibuyu i-dollar ye-KG ngoba bakatshana ngomgwaqo. Umgwaqo move wokwesabisayo ukuthi imoto esuka eChina ngeke ihambe umgwaqo onjengalo.
Udaba lwendlala lumi njani lona khona ngapha?
Uthiwa ngesakini uthiwa umangoyo ulale ziko Nkomo. Kuyabheda bhuru wami ngoba indlala eseBhinga inkomo asakwanisa ukuthengwa, inkomo sithengwa nge-$50.
Abasakhulayo bezanu PF baqoqa ukutshengisela ngeviki ezayo beveza usekelo lwabo kumongameli Mugabe abathi million men march. Othini ngalolu hlelo?
Ungalandela abantu abahlanyayo Nkomo, kuyifuna abangakuthokozelela kumgabe umuntu ole-92 years ukukhulu onjengorobati kwinto abangakwenza sebaloywa abantwana. Mabona umntwana omatsheli izalo uyabe loyiwe uyabe engakhwananga.
Utsho ngani?
ngoba aba ngoba singagakela sithenga isitolo esisodwa isikolo sihamba sisodwa ngoba kula sikolo seZanu kula sikolo seBisi kula sikolo seChurch wonke umuntu ishop esingenayo iye njalo amanzi sithenga kuzinwa sonke izesa sithenga kuzesa sonke imoto esizigadayo ziyafanana izikolo ziyafanana ungabona umuntu esithi uyathakazelela ukuthi ikwesaba nje ukuthi bakwenzani ngoba ungayekela ukwenza njalo impilo yankulu yasakwazi ukuthi uyaphila usithini
kodwa bayatsho ukubana umgabe ubenzele izinto ezibukekayo kakhulu ezifana lomhlabathi
umhlabathi yeba ngatsho njalo ngoba umhlabathi wankoni kubona kathesi umgabo wankona selandela amakhiwa awaxotayo sewalandela eZambia kungela sikafu ngabe ukuthi umhlabathi loba bayawusebenzisa ngabe kathesi eZimbabwe kayinandlala kodwa indlala ekhona yikho okutshela ukuthi umhlabathi wankona ukhona and ungakhangela sebe-rentisa umhlaba wankona kumakhiwa wona lawa abawaxotshayo kunzima mkombo
o ngabatshela wapha amazwi abanye abasakhulayo mkombo
Ya engabatshela wona amazwi abasakhulayo ukuthi hayi njengoba impi siyaliwa sathatha uzibuso ngo-1980 sekuinto esisele impi esisele so yombhobho sisele yephepha lempesela ukuthi abantwana babhalise ukuvota bathatha izitupa isikhathi sakhona befana ukuthi bayakhona kuvota srol ngo-2018 ngoba singayekelela abadala abadala sebakwanisa ukuthenga iinkomo zabo bakho izindlu zabo kodwa tinontanga yikubona zibangisana okuthiwa ngobaba besifa sebesibangisana insimbi yombheda ubaba aphumalayo esuke ebayini ngoba nginalutho kodwa nxakile izinto zami hayi so mina ngizama ukuba kutaza ukuthi abantu babhalise ukuyavota ngoba njengoba ukhetho seluseduze selunukelele ubona ukuthi amabandla wonke azomba ngazo sengathi ayagijimagijima lapha lalapha sibethe ezinkulu
hayi bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo mkombo siyabonga
siyabonga mkombo ungasikhohlwa kusasa
Velilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo ngixoxa lomgcini sihlalo wekhansili yebhinga njalo engowebandla leMDCT umnumzana Dube Mukombwe asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo
Sibonge untungameli Nkomo eStudio 7 obesethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo Ngesizweni umculo weqembu le Men of Influence besithi kanye nawe.
Uthandaza Nkosi yami
ngiyacela
ngiyacela manje. Kanye nawe Nkosi yami.
Kanye nawe.
Kanye
nawe.
Kanye nawe Nkosi yami. Kanyena wenkosi ya
Anifune
Anifune ya mindle
Maipele
ntando ya Maipele ntando ya
Manihambe
Manihambe mina o
Kanyena wenkosi ya Kanyena
wenkosi ya
Kanyena we
Kanyena
Kanyena
wenkosi ya Kanyena wenkosi ya
Manihambe
Manihambe mihla yo
Kanyena wenkosi
ya Kanyena wenkosi ya
Anifisi
Anifisi yoni mfuyo Inzegi minkosi ya
Nitebile
Nitebile hela Nao gimi nkosi ya
Anifisi
Anifisi yoni mfuyo Ise gimi nkosi ya
Nitebile
Nitebile hela kulu Nao gimi nkosi ya
Kanye nawe
Nkosi ya
Manihambe
Manihambe mihla yo
Ayike silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC
have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.